In this bulletin, accused child sex offender Malka Leifa to remain in an Israeli jail for the remainder of illegal proceedings. China reacts angrily to speculation it was responsible for a major hack on Australian political parties. And in the A-League, injury concerns remain for the immediate future of Central Coast star Tommy Orr. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Jerusalem District Court has ruled accused child sex offender Malka Leifa will remain in jail for the remainder of illegal proceedings. The court also ruled another psychiatric assessment will be undertaken as her defence continues to argue she's mentally unfit. The former Victorian school principal, who would face 74 charges of sex abuse and rape if extradited to Australia, didn't appear in court. She's rarely appeared since being arrested in 2014, reportedly due to medical reasons. Leifa's extradition hearing continues on the 6th of March. China's foreign ministry says attempts to blame China for the hacking of Australia's major political parties are a smear. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a state actor was behind the attack, but the government isn't naming which country it believes was responsible for the intrusion. China's foreign ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says media speculation about China is baseless.
When conducting relevant investigations, evidence is a prerequisite. Some media have been accusing and smearing China on this issue. These are groundless accusations and we are strongly opposed to that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Radio 3AW he's not in a position to say which country was responsible for the hacking.
I don't have any information that would enable me to make that claim.
So you don't know who did it?
I've said what I've said now. That's the very specific wording I've used.
Well, clearly you've got suspicions.
Well, it's not up to me to have suspicions and share them. It's up to me to speak and to the facts as we know them and what we could be very confident of.
Can you give us a list of likely suspects?
No.
The head of the department in charge of protecting Australia's military network says the risk of cyber attacks is on the rise. The Parliament House computer network and the major political parties have been hacked in recent weeks from what's believed to be a sophisticated state actor. The Information Warfare Division is in charge of protecting the military network. Major General Marcus Thompson has told Senate estimates his division is doing all it can to stop cyber attacks.
What I'm seeing is a significant uptick in the threats, both from a criminal perspective as well as a state-sponsored perspective.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he wants to see better management of the Department of Home Affairs under its minister Peter Dutton. It follows an admission from the Australian Border Force that human error played a role in it not informing the Australian Federal Police that Hakim Al-Arabi was protected by a humanitarian visa. Mr. Al-Arabi was freed last week after more than 2 months in a Thai jail. Bill Shorten says it was a grave error and Peter Dutton needs to take more responsibility for the actions of his department.
So this government wants to brush its mistakes off and say that was just an administrative error. But that administrative error nearly meant that a man under our care was going to spend a lot of the rest of his life in a foreign jail. This is not just a mistake. It's not like losing paperclips. We're talking about people's lives here. This Home Affairs Department needs to be better run. And the minister's got to stop saying that's someone else's fault.
The severity of former Socceroo Tommy Orr's knee injury remains unclear, with Central Coast teammate Aidan O'Neill admitting he'll be a massive loss for the A-League club. Orr limped off in the first half of Sunday's A-League draw with Sydney FC after attempting an aerial challenge on Sky Blues defender Alex Wilkinson. Initial fears were that the 27-year-old had torn the ACL in his knee, but coach Mike Mulvey said after the match it looked like a hyper extension of the joint. The outcome of scans on Orr's are yet to be released. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 33 in Adelaide, partly cloudy 24 in Melbourne, also partly cloudy 22 degrees. In Hobart, a possible shower developing 21 in Canberra, also cloudy and 29 in Wollongong, a shower or two 22. In Sydney, also a shower or two and 25. In Newcastle, much the same. In Brisbane, fine weather and 33, hot and sunny for Cairns, 37, and a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees for Darwin. That's the latest SBS News.